students graduating in high school this year that have received their Michigan FFA state degrees, if they get accepted to MSU, have some new opportunities for some college credits. Randy, can you tell more about leading up to those college credits, how that process partnered with FFA programs?
The process really started a number of years ago when we looked at what was the content that was being taught within our secondary programs around the state of Michigan. And as we were looking at that, working with Michigan Department of Education, we were able to develop a set of standards that would be consistent from one high school to the next high school. And that once we had those standards put into play, we started then working with Michigan State University to have the discussion about how might we award credit for students if they completed the program in the area of agriculture, food, natural resources, education. And throughout those discussions as we were moving forward, the one thing that we all agreed upon right in the very beginning is that we wanted to make sure that we showed leadership as well as work-based learning and entrepreneurship skills. So what we did was to develop an articulation agreement between Michigan State University and Michigan Department of Education, to whereas if a student is a program completer of a state-approved ag, food, natural resources education program, and they received the state FFA degree, they're going to be receiving 6 general university credits directly into MSU once they're admitted either into one of our 4-year programs or one of our 2-year certificate programs within the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources.
State FFA degrees are offered within FFA programs across the nation. Is there anything similar to this happening in other states, or how did Michigan get in the lead?
Michigan is really leading the country in this area. Because of the federal Perkins law, all current tech ed programs are required to have an alignment with a post-secondary institution. As we looked at what was happening within the state of Michigan, it really made sense to the administration at the university, as well as the Michigan Department of Ed, that the alignment really needed to occur with Michigan State University. Michigan State University is the first land-grant university in the country to put together such an articulation agreement. There are other articulation agreements with community colleges, but not with a major research institution.
As you move forward with this process, are other states getting interested, or what's the discussion on the FFA front?
When we look at what's happening, the FFA is very interested in how we proceeded and then how the approval occurred. I've had many conversations with the National FFA on how we put this together. I've also been contacted by some different universities as well as state associations on the process that we used to develop the articulation agreement. And really the key behind it is the development of the trust between the institutions and the Department of Education, as well as with the secondary programs. Once we have an agreement that everyone's going to stick to the agreement and that we're then going to move forward together as one.
When you talk about things happening with ag education in Michigan and other works in the making, are there other activities now that this is passed that you're moving toward?
Just a number of activities. As we look at the workforce within the state of Michigan, as well as across the country, there's a definite need for more individuals that have a background in the area of agriculture, food, natural resources, or you could even look at it from the point of view of individuals with a background in food, energy, and the environment. And the key that we have right now is that educating the public about the opportunities. One major initiative that we have put forward is working with high school counselor countywide organizations. And that's an event that occurs typically monthly where the intermediate school system will bring all the high school counselors together in the area to talk about what's happening educationally across the state and across the country. So what we've done is put together a program to where we will go in and meet with that group of individuals to talk about what are the opportunities within the agricultural industry. What is agriculture? But then also then talk about the pathways that a student can follow in order to be employed in the industry itself. So we talked a little bit about going to the community college and then possibly into MSU, coming directly to MSU into one of the four-year programs within the College of Ag and Natural Resources or within the Institute of Agriculture Technology. We also talked a little bit about how would a student go directly from high school into the industry, and then we get into issues such as certifications that they might be able to do directly out of high school that then would make him employable. This is an absolutely wonderful opportunity for the students within Ag, Food, Natural Resources education, especially for those ones that have really excelled by receiving the state FFA degree. Honestly, this project would not have been possible without the support from the university. Their interest in providing additional employees within the workforce, because it's really all about the development of the future workforce in the area of agriculture.